Hello, my name is Nini. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, I've had my first COVID shot here in Andalusia, Alabama, Covington
County.
Yes, sir. And they told me at the time of the shot, which was one month ago, to come back on the 20th of March, and that the final shot would be ready. Well, I went back just this morning, and they said, "Well, they can't give the shot. Can you instruct me where to go to get the final shot?"
They said they could not give you the shot. Do you know why, sir?
Well, the thing is, they wanted me to go online and call, and I can't get through online to get this thing set up. They told me to come back on the 20th of March, and I have a card to show that I received the first shot. But they say come back for your final shot on the 20th, which is tomorrow. And
yes.
Then still I'm unavailable to get. I can't get it.
Okay. So we have the vaccine line through which people are pre-registering, and then when the sites have their vaccine appointment, they call you for an appointment.
Yes,
do you want to do that?
Yes, they will call me whenever they have an appointment for me.
That is correct.
They have a. Okay, then you can. I'll just do that if you would, please.
Sure. You want that phone number?
Okay, hold on just a moment. Let me get my pen. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Do you have a certain program for? I'm 78 years of age.
Yes, sir.
And can you get me in? And of course, I don't have knowledge of how to get into these systems.
Yes, sir. So this one system is simply pre-registration and to a specific county that you will choose. And whatever county you tell the people, they will plug you into the site of in that county that gives vaccine appointments. That vaccine appointment site will receive your information, and when they get through all their current patients and clients, they will call you.
Okay. We can go with that then, please.
All right, that number, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
So you can say pre-registration.
Okay,
pre-registration for a vaccine.
Okay, I'm writing P-R-E-G-I-S-T-R-A-T-I-O-N, pre-registration for?
This is the phone for a vaccine, right, for the vaccine.
For a vaccine.
Yes.
V-A-C-C-I-N-E.
Yes.
Okay.
And that phone number is?
855.
That is right.
Okay.
Then it's 566.
566.
And then it's 5333.
5333.
Yes.
Okay, let me repeat that number. It's 855-566-5333.
Yes.
Exactly right.
And let me give you two numbers for nurses that are available until 5 p.m. so you can pick their brain if there's anything else that you want to ask them, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
So put nurses.
Okay, I'm all right.
Monday, M through F, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Nurses, Monday through?
Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Nurses through Monday, and five appointments. Say it again, nurses through Monday, and the times again. You said right that way, nurses.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Nurses, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m.
Friday, 8 to 5 p.m.?
That's right, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yes.
Okay, I got that right. Okay. Okay.
And that number is 334.
334.
314.
314.
9789.
9789. 334-314-9789.
Yes, and one last number, 334.
334, okay.
451.
451, okay.
0262.
0262. Okay.
All right. So I hope that's been help for you. Any other questions?
No, thank you so much for all your help you have given me.
Well, thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy the rest of your evening, all right?
Thank you, and I hope you have a saying, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Good day.
You too. Thank you, sir.
All right.